Columbia, South Carolina, where stately homes from the 1800s show people's love for preservation, and where the church steeples that stretch toward the sky show the focus on religion. They are sites as southern as the pitcher of sweetened iced tea and plates of fried chicken at a barbecue joint called the Palmetto Pig in Columbia. Juan Torres works in the hospitality industry. He says people are drawn to South Carolina for its sense of tradition.
We tend to not want to change. We like to be old-fashioned. We like things as they are. And I think that's part of what, not just necessarily myself, but what a lot of people look for. You know, they want it to be straightforward and they want it to be consistent.
He might as well be speaking about what South Carolinians are known to prefer in politics: tradition. Suzanne Hirsch attended a Republican rally in Aiken to hear her preferred candidate for president, Newt Gingrich.
I am a conservative person in every way in my life. I conservatively had only 6 children, and they are all Republicans also. So it's kind of in the blood.
Republican candidates are campaigning heavily here. South Carolina has a history of voting Republican, and the Republican voters tend to have religious and conservative viewpoints. The winner of the state's Republican primary has always gone on to be the party's nominee. And the past is ever present in South Carolina, where a Confederate flag still flies in front of the state house in the Capitol. The first shots of the American Civil War rang out in South Carolina in 1861. Fielding Freed works to preserve Southern history.
Certainly politics have been very important in South Carolina's history. I mean, when you look at, we're up on the sesquicentennial of the start of the American Civil War, we were the first state to secede. States' rights have always been extremely important to South Carolinians and their political leaders.
Fielding is waiting to be wowed by a candidate.
I kind of got turned off to the debates. A lot of acrimony, a lot of negative, you know, conversation, and a lot of just sheer boring repetition.
And there is a tension between two issues most important to him.
Of course, the national debt, but as somebody who was laid off for a year, I was one of 5 people laid off from a company. I know the hardship that causes, the anxiety. I was very thankful that there was a safety net there. It was the first time since I was 16 years old that I didn't work for a year.
Republicans favor less government spending, but that also means reducing social services such as unemployment benefits and grocery subsidies. About 1 in 10 people in South Carolina are unemployed. It's a hard fact in this state, which has its own way of incorporating its sense of the past into the present day. Just look at this historic home museum gift shop, where a children's book of Civil War uniforms shares a shelf with paper dolls of the first black U.S. president. The past mingling with the present in the state that could determine the future Republican nominee. Suzanne Presto, VOA News.